Mr. Vorstius, real one. I want to start it off just by talking to you about your family and your home and your background. You're a Londoner, you were telling me.
Yes.
Whereabouts were you born and brought up?
I was born in Brixton, and I was moved over from one place to another. As far as I can remember, my first, I was living at Upton Park. Then from Upton Park, we moved to Earlsfield.
I see.
And then from Earlsfield, I joined the Navy from there onwards, you see. We moved a lot of round in that place, but I never moved from Earlsfield at all until I joined the Navy. And I was left that, you see, altogether.
What size of family did you have?
Well, quite a large, well, I say large family, four girls and three men, or four men, including myself.
Yes, and what sort of house did you live in?
Well, when I lived from what I can remember, over at Upton Park, my brothers had married over there, and I was born rather late, as the saying is, and there was only three sisters left, you see. One died, and three sisters left,
You're the youngest,
and
right?
I'm the youngest, you see.
Yes. What did your father do?
I cannot remember. I never knew anything about him.
Had he left home
He
before
died
you
before
grew?
I was born.
Oh,
That's
I
the
see.
thing.
I see. So you grew up without a father at
Without a
all?
father at all, yes.
Yes. Did your mother marry again?
No.
Well, with a large family like that, it must have been a bit difficult at times.
It was difficult, yes.
How did you manage to make ends meet as a family?
Well, when we moved over to Earlsfield, my three sisters went to work in the mantle factory. Now, there were three mantle factories. One was the Veritas, one was the Welsbach, and one was the Volker. They were three German firms, but they all had employment in there. Well, what the wages was, I couldn't tell you or anything like that. But I know they came home with their money with payment on the Saturday evening. And during the week, my mother and I, because there was no room for me in school anywhere around where I was living there for the time being, I used to help her sewing these mantles. Do you ever remember seeing the shape of them?
Gas mantles.
Gas mantles.
Yes,
It
I
was
do.
like they had asbestos thread around that, and then looped over, you see, for them to rest on the fork that held the mantle up. And we used to sew them, and then they were sent back to taken back to the firm the next day, and went through a process to stiffen them. That's how you come to get the brilliant light with them.
And that was work your mother took home, was it?
Yes, that's where the sisters brought home from there.
I see. Did
Well,
you?
I couldn't tell you the pay or anything like that about it, whatever it's paid.
Did your mother get a job out?
Oh, no.
She looked after the home. What about the boys? Did they bring money
They went
home?
married, and all the three of them married. All had children, but I don't know much, remember much about them.
Did they help your mother at all with a bit of
I
money?
couldn't tell you. One lived in Walworth, London. One lived at Eastdown, and another one lived in Ilford. So they're scattered around.
Did you feel that you had any particular hardships as a boy as a result of these financial arrangements?
To be very candid, no. No, there was things I knew I couldn't have, and I never worried about them or anything like that. And he was really a stop-at-home fella. No, I never wanted to go out very much.
I see, yes. You're never short of a meal or have problems buying shoes or anything like that?
No, we never had a problem buying shoes because things were very exceptionally cheap, really cheap to what they are. Even in after the First World War, things were much cheaper before than there was after the war.
And you went to school in Wandsworth?
Yes. It was known as the Tranmere Road School.
Tranmere?
Tranmere Road School, yes.
How do you get on at school?
Well, I wasn't a great, what should I say?
Not a great student.
Not a great student. But one thing I did enjoy, that was geography. And it has come in very useful, because when I left the Navy and I had to go to... I went to work in the post office. It was very useful to know the different places in the country. And I could still tell you now where all the places are.
Did you get a job at all while you were still at school?
Yes.
What sort of things did you do?
The first job was in the corn chandler's shop. I was selling, over Friday night and all day Saturday, selling biscuits outside the shop. And after that, he went bankrupt, I'm sorry to say. After that, I went to a barber's shop on Friday nights and all day Saturday, lathering the faces of men for shaving. And I didn't keep that very long because I didn't like the rubbing beards thing. And the next job was in the greengrocer's. And that was quite a good job, but it was very heavy. It was a heavy going shop. And what's wrong? Lifting bags of potatoes and all that sort of thing. I wasn't a strong lad.
Yeah.
But so I gave that up. And my next job was... Is it on?
Yes, okay.
Next job was in an off licence. And in those days, people could buy a barrel of beer. I think a firkin. I think it was known as a firkin. And quart bottles of beer, four in a case. And I used to take these around the houses, and also game. It was a rather big off license, and quite plenty of customers used it. Then that was also very heavy, because I used to have to pull these barrels of beer up a hill on a cart. And that wasn't doing me any good. But then my final job before I left school was in a boot shop. I used to stand outside, and there was boots, shoes, slippers, and plimsolls, rubber plimsolls, all on show, and selling blackened polish and laces, anything appertaining to the wearing of shoes and boots and shoes.
Which was the best of these jobs?
This one I'm telling you about.
Why was that?
Now, I used to go there at 5 o'clock on Friday nights and work till 10. And at 8 o'clock, I always went to have a supper upstairs in the ladies' and the boss's wife used to give me supper. But the thing was, I never went into the room to have this. I used to sit on the stairs because she had two collie dogs. And I don't like dogs. I never have liked dogs. Mm. And I still don't like dogs now.
Mm. How old were you when you left school?
14.
14, yeah.
Yes.
And you had some jobs before you went into the Navy?
Yes.
Well, what sort of work did you do?
I was a chemist errand boy.
What's that involve?
I I used to just run errands for the chemist, errands and taking prescriptions out to people and delivering bottles of medicine, all that sort of thing, you see. But in the morning, I used to start at 7:30 in the morning and scrub the floor in the shop, and outside the step, clean the windows every morning, unless it was raining heavily. Every morning the windows were cleaned outside.
How did this job work out?
I had it for a year. And I was treated very well. And there was one morning when I went to work on the Friday morning, I saw a notice in the window, a boy wanted. When I come to find out what had happened, why,
That was your job, was it? The boy wanted notice. That was your job, was it?
I know, put in the window.
Yeah.
I'd got the sack.
It was your job, they were advertising.
Yes. I'd left a bottle of acid in the window, and he knocked it over, and it spoiled the the part of the window. It was a raised portion, and his name was on it all the way around, and what he was, you see. I cleaned the windows on the Thursday morning. And the shop closed in the afternoon. He dressed it in the afternoon while the shop was closed, and that's how it came to knock the bottle over. I left there, and he was so wild that he put a note in the window, boy wanted.
And up until then, you'd got on perfectly well.
Yes,
that's a bit tough.
Well, really and truly speaking, it was the best thing, really. You see, with that happening, I went and joined the Arethusa and then eventually joined the Navy.
Now, this business of your joining the Navy was one that, when we talked about it last time, I never was clear exactly what made you to decide to go into the Navy. Could you clarify that a bit for me? Must have been something that attracted your interest.
No. My mother said to me some months ago, before I left school, that you are going to put you in the Navy if you want to go. And I suppose, really, I did want to go.
Was there anything in your boyhood that had attracted you to the Navy in any way at all?
No, I never even saw a naval man. But I went to went up to Whitehall. This was before ever I thought of joining the Navy, and I saw a photo of them all standing in the Navy, standing on the quarter deck, and some medals was being presented. I can still picture that now, on the quarter deck of a battleship, and all the men lined up. And a medal was being given to a person.
I wonder if it was anything to do with travel. Were you interested in traveling? Remember you told me your friend's father, who used to lend you books about the U.S.
Oh,
Navy.
Yes. But I don't think that was about the USA. Well, I didn't think of traveling to the USA or anything like that.
Mm. So it's difficult to put your finger on what...
It is a difficult question to answer what made me join.
Did your mother encourage you in this?
Yes. Because I think I told you that when she went to see the chemist why I got the sack, he said to her, well, what are you going to do? And she said, put him in the Navy.
So perhaps it was your mother's idea rather than yours.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah.
It has turned out very well, anyway.
Well, once the decision had been taken, whether...